Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And even though you look in the mirror and say, oh God, I'm fat, I'm not doing what I promised you. God, I can see the effect of sin on my life and all of these things you can see. God is looking at you in the Spirit and God says, perfect. You're identical to Jesus. And God loves you. And somebody is sitting there thinking, oh, so you're just saying it doesn't matter how I live. Go live in sin, do whatever, and God's a Spirit and I'm sanctified in the Spirit and so I can't lose my salvation, nothing can happen. You can't lose your salvation in the sense that, you know, you lost your glasses. You didn't want to, but you forgot where you put it. It was a mistake. It just happened and you've lost your glasses. No, you can't lose your salvation. You can't sin your salvation away. If you could, which sin is it that would make you lose it? Well, yeah, it's the big sins. No, the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 10, if you keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, you become guilty of all. Now see, there's some people that think, well, now wait a minute. If a person committed adultery and was driving back from committing adultery and had a car wreck and got killed and they didn't have time to confess it and get it under the blood, you can't tell me that a person who had an unconfessed sin of adultery would go to heaven. Well, the Bible says if you keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, you become guilty of all. If you are going to use that line of reasoning, then not only adultery would do it, but gossip would do it. Unforgiveness would do it. Depression would do it. God said He brought judgment on people in Deuteronomy 18:40-41, somewhere around, I forget exactly, but somewhere it says, because you didn't serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart, therefore God brought judgment on them, those people. So if you aren't rejoicing in the Lord, which is a command, if you're depressed and had a car wreck and didn't have that confessed, would you go to hell? If you go 56 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone, would you die and go to hell? Because the Bible told you to keep the laws of the land. And you broke the law of the land. If you really believe that, all of us are in big trouble. If you really believe that, then the moment you get born again, I'd be doing you a service to just kill you. I might go to hell, but that's the only way you'd ever get to heaven. If you had to have every sin confessed. People say, oh no, those little ones, those are acceptable sins. No, the Bible says if you keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, you become guilty of all. It says in Galatians chapter 3, those of you that want to live by the law, don't you hear what the law says? It says, cursed is he that continues not in all of the law to do it. Not just part of it, not just the big things. God doesn't grade on a curve. It's not just, you know, nobody makes 100, but somebody's going to be in the top 10%, and so the top 10% get in. No, you either have to make 100, or if you make 99.9, you go directly to hell. Unless you have a Savior. Unless you trust what Jesus has done. You're going to have to start categorizing sins and saying there's certain sins that are unacceptable, but going 56 miles an hour, that wouldn't send you to hell. Well, if that won't send you to hell, neither would committing adultery. I know what I'm saying is hard to swallow. I've been on the other side of the fence. I've been where you were sitting, and I know that this just makes your skin crawl. I'm not saying that committing adultery is good. It opens up a door to the devil. You hurt the people that you commit adultery with. You are giving Satan direct inroad into your physical body. You're opening yourself up to sexually transmitted diseases. You have broke your covenant with your mate. You are allowing Satan to come in. And the Bible says, to whom you yield yourself, servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16. If you commit sin, Satan is going to eat your lunch and pop the bag. You are going to give Satan an inroad. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be discouraged. You'll get sexually transmitted diseases. You're going to suffer for it. But that sin did not penetrate the seal around your spirit. God deals with you based on who you are in Christ, not based on your physical things. If you are living in sin, you're stupid. But God loves you, stupid, is what I'm saying. God is not mad at you. You're giving Satan inroad at you. It's just like you're letting Satan put weights on you and destroy you and hurt you and damage you. You're going to go to jail. You're going to have sickness. You're going to have disease. You aren't going to prosper. You're going to suffer. You're just stupid, stupid. But God loves you, stupid. Amen. And some people think, well, if I believe that, what would keep me from going out and just living in sin? Well, again, if you have any smarts at all, you don't want to give Satan an inroad. But you know, if you really understood how much God has forgiven you, if you ever get a revelation of salvation through the remission of your sins, if you understood this, you would be so appreciative. You would love God so much that you'd wind up serving God more accidentally than you ever have on purpose before. Instead of serving God out of fear that, oh, I've got to do this or God won't bless me, you would say, God, you're so good. You've treated me better than I deserve. You've forgiven me. God, I'll lay my life down. I'll give you everything. And you know, I believe that this is one reason that God chose me to preach this message. Because you know what? I've lived holier than most of you have ever thought of living. And I don't say that to brag. I'm just saying, I've never taken a drink of liquor. I've never smoked a cigarette. Never used a word of profanity. Never tasted coffee. I'm Mr. Righteous. And some people think, well, you're preaching this just so you can live in sin. You can't say that about me. I'm living holier. I spend more time studying the Word and praying than the vast majority. I could, you know, like Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all. I wouldn't be surprised if I don't spend more time praying in tongues and doing things than all of the people in here. You cannot tell me that I am preaching this because it allows me to indulge my flesh. It's exactly the opposite. Titus chapter 2, verse 12 says that the grace of God, or verse 11, the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared unto all men. And verse 12 says, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, to live soberly and righteously in this generation. The grace of God teaches us to live soberly in righteousness. If you truly understand grace, it doesn't set you free to sin, it sets you free from sin. The love of God constrains you to live for God more than fear does. We have had fear crammed down our throat for so long that you live holier, God's going to get you. That most of us think, if I was to quit serving God out of fear of punishment and rejection, what would hold me in check? Love. I'm not faithful to Jamie because I'm afraid she's going to kill me if I do something wrong, although she might. But you know what? I love Jamie because I love Jamie. I love God first and I love Jamie. And I'm faithful to Jamie out of love, not out of fear or punishment. If you had a mate that was all the time checking up on you and knowing everything, and every time you looked at any person, you're lusting at them, and they were always criticizing you, and everything you did was criticized and attacked, you know what? You'd have a sorry relationship. And basically, that's the way that we've been taught that God is. God's not like that. God has already forgiven you all sins. God is looking at you in the Spirit. And even when you are a jerk and you are acting totally wrong, God looks at you and says, I love you. You are righteous. You're holy and you're pure. God's not the one that's been ministering rejection and stuff to you. That's your own conscience that's condemning you because of the law. It's religious tradition that have made the Word of God of none effect. And if you ever understood how much God loved you, it would just literally overwhelm you. You would love God so much that you would serve God with your whole heart. You would serve God better. It's amazing to me how people just think, no, people won't serve God out of love. They've got to do it out of fear. It's just the opposite. If you tell people about how much God loves them, they're just going to go out and start living in sin. That's like saying, if you give Jamie a Valentine's Day present, I gave her a Valentine's Day present, if you do that kind of stuff, then she's going to go live in sin. She's going to rebel at you. She's going to hate you. She's going to commit adultery if you lavish her with gifts and presents and show her how much you love her. It's exactly the opposite. Showing people how much you love them and doing things for them that they don't deserve. And it's just a gift and you're doing things. That causes people to love you and respond positively. But yet with God, oh no, if you tell people that God loves them and has sanctified them and perfected them forever, they're going to start living in sin. Only religion could make you believe that kind of stuff. It's just the opposite. And again, I say, you can't look at me and say that the grace of God and understanding God's love for me has caused me to go live in sin. I challenge you. You can hire an investigator. You can look in my closet and there's no skeletons there. I don't have anything to hide. The grace of God has not caused me to live in sin. You're barking up the wrong tree. You cannot convince me of that. It's just the opposite. Matter of fact, if you are living in sin, I can tell you, you don't know about the grace of God. You know God as a harsh, judgmental, critical God who's constantly, you're feeling His displeasure and you're trying to obtain His favor and appease an angry God. And it's because you don't have the love of God shed abroad in your heart that you're struggling with these things. The love of God, if you ever understood how much God loved you, I guarantee you sins, problems would fall off of you like shackles. They'd just be gone. It's the very fact that you don't know how much God loves you. It's the love of God that constrains us. It's the goodness of God that draws man to repentance. If you haven't repented, if you aren't overcoming things, it's because you don't really know the goodness of God. You're saying God's a good God, but you got religious traditions that are making the word of none effect. And one of the biggest ones is about that every time you sin, it's a new infraction and God is turned away from you to some degree. That's not a good God. I'd treat you better than that. God is more gracious than you have ever thought. Religion has made us to where God is this harsh, angry God. And a lot of it's because they don't understand the deliverance from the old covenant. And primarily, they do not understand that all of your sin, past, present, and even future sins have been forgiven. Sin is not an issue. If you've accepted Jesus, God loves you because you've accepted His Son. He made you a new person and He looks at you and you're perfect. In your spirit, you're sanctified, perfected forever. God's proud of you. And all of the shame and the guilt that you feel is from yourself, from the devil, from the law, but not God. God's not the one who's upset with you. And man, if you could get that revelation, I tell you what, it would transform your life.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK160 titled God's View of Sin when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.